You might remember Nicole Alexander. We spoke to her back in 2020 about her book, The Cedar Tree. She has a new one out called The Last Station, and she joins us this morning to have a chat. How are we doing this morning, Nicole?
I'm very well, thank you, Andrew.
Now, this particular book is set along the Darling River. We'll have a chat in a moment, but, you know, back in the day, the rivers of Australia were like today's highways, weren't they?
Oh, they were, absolutely. And that, it had an interesting beginning, actually, because previously we had bullock wagons traversing across the countryside, delivering stores to those remoter stations and outback towns. But when the gold rush hit, first gold rush hit around Orange in the 1850s, all the teamsters basically headed to those lucrative areas to deliver supplies there. So the more remoter stations and towns were left to their own devices. So we had a couple of savvy men who basically decided that the way to get goods was via the water. So, yes, the Murray, the Murrumbidgee and the Darling Rivers literally became the new inland highways.
And that brings us to the crux of your book, The Last Station. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it is set during the dying days of the riverboat trade on the Darling River, so it's mainly in the western part of New South Wales. And it's centred around one family, the Dalhunties, who were once extremely wealthy and well-known, but when we meet them in the story in 1909, they're on the brink of ruin. The eldest son, Julian, is pretty desperate to leave the property and escape the dire situation that the family's sort of in. However, that sort of falls apart when his mother invites a strange young man into their home, and his arrival, Ethan Harris's arrival, literally throws the family into chaos.
It's an interesting time that you've chosen to set the story, because a lot of people base their books on and stories around the wars. This is actually pre-World War I. Why did you choose that time?
Well, I think it was, you know, you still have that, I guess, naivety and innocence before the Great War. And there's a lot of change also that's happening in the Western Division of New South Wales. So around the Bourke area, so the fictional Dalhunty property is set between Bourke and Bawarrina. So in that area, we had, you know, large pastoral stations coming into being from the 1840s onwards. We had the usual droughts. We had the great flood of 1890 that came down the Barwon and Darling River that wiped out close to 500,000 head of sheep.
Wow.
Yeah, we had, you know, massive levee banks built around Bourke at the time because it was the largest inland port for wool in the world during that period, which I think very few people probably realise. So there was a lot happening. There was a lot of change, a lot of excitement. But in the background, we have also that sort of squabbling that's happening back then between New South Wales and the South Australian governments, because once the paddle steamers were sort of, you know, going full steam ahead, excusing the pun, but delivering all this wool from northern New South Wales, down the Darling, into the Murray, into South Australia. And the New South Wales government was like, we have to stop this. We don't want South Australia getting the benefit of our, you know, homegrown produce. So that's when we see the wheels of change occurring. The New South Wales government says, okay, the only way we can get around this is to start building railways. So by 1885, there was a railway line from Sydney to Bourke, and the government offered subsidised freight to get the graziers, you know, to sort of entice them away from using the paddle steamers and get that wool to Sydney markets instead of letting it go to the competition in South Australia.
Nicole, did you spend a bit of time around the riverboats researching? Did you get to go on a trip or something like that to see what it would have been like?
Well, I couldn't, unfortunately, because first of all, obviously, my normal research was held up by COVID.
Yeah.
And then we had some pretty big floods here last year as well. So by the time I got to Bourke last year, I was there for a week, the paddle steamer, which I had actually intended to, you know, have a ride on, literally, it was bogged. So it didn't happen, unfortunately. But I did speak to a lot of locals and did a lot of research on what it was like at the time and watched quite a few videos, actually, as well, on paddle steamer life. So yeah, wonderful history.
Well, we would certainly encourage you to go and have a read of Nicole Alexander's latest book, The Last Station. Nicole, thank you very much for writing it, and thanks for joining us to have a chat today.
Thank you so much for having me on the program again, Andrew.